Zazen is simple. Zazen is straightforward, upright, still, sitting, Zen. So because this is straightforward, for many of us, Zazen is easy to miss. Manifesting Zazen life is easy to miss, even though we cannot miss. When we do not see this daily functioning life clearly, we may create and entangle in all sorts of ideas of ours, not ours, in all sorts of difficulties, including suffering, harmful functioning. What is ours? What is not ours? Zazen is all-encompassing doing, not doing, is non-thinking thinking. This is not a matter of conceptually understanding something, but is being. Both ours and not ours are fictions that we sometimes forget are fictions, that we sometimes assume are not fictions. No problems with fictions. We humans are good at fictions, can make good use of fictions, enjoy this. But if we only believe the fictions without seeing the as-needed fictionalizing and the not fictions, then we have suffering and cause harm. Zazen is this non-excluding moment arising, being non-fiction fiction this very moment. Unfortunately, much of the time we prefer either or to this universe myriad forms. This is why sesshin, prolonged periods of practice, are so important and valuable. Zazen is fresh mind. Zazen is not knowing in the midst of knowing intimacy, mind that begins right now. This is Zen mind, mind of thusness, mind nurturing this universe. Being just this moment is experiencing, is this moment experiencing. This experiencing is reality, is this reality right now. A helpful analogy for our Zazen, for our practice, for our life, may be a quantum physics perspective. A quantum science perspective proposes that things appear and disappear, seemingly jump from one state of being to another without any intervening states or continuity, popping, so to speak, in and out of space-time existence, especially as a result of observing. This is a non-intervening continuing. In a way, this makes no sense to us, the us of fixed, solid, continuous beings and self, other, thing, universe. And yet, this is what some forms of scientific evidence show to be so. As Joko has sometimes suggested, practice is noticing being caught in self-centered emotion, thought, and popping into the present moment, this experiencing right here. to conceptualize it further, until observed or measured, quantum systems are not definite things, not spatially specific. Quantum subatomic experiments show that we cannot assume that objects have an objective existence not dependent upon measurement upon an observer. There are no objects in some pre-existing space. In fact, the physicist John Wheeler has been quoted as saying, quote, "Useful as it is under ordinary circumstances to say that the world exists out there independent of us, that view can no longer be upheld in quantum terms." Quote, "We are participators in bringing into being not only the near and here, but the far away and long ago," close quote. Wheeler proposed that it was impossible, even in theory, to know both the velocity and position of a subatomic particle. Knowing one destroyed the ability to measure the other. As a result, until observed, subatomic particles and events existed in a sort of cloud of possibility that Wheeler sometimes called a smoky dragon. This kind of thinking, of course, frustrated some. Even Einstein, who once asked Wheeler if the moon was still there when nobody looked at it. On the other hand, Einstein also wrote that, quote, "People like us who believe in physics, know that the distinction between past, present, and future is nothing more than a stubborn illusion," close quote. I just bring this physics, science, quantum physics example up just to show us that even in hard science there are other ways of seeing. Morning to light, night, which is our whole life, this moment, are opportunities to do this life that we are, to do this aliveness, joyous of the myriad forms and actions. When we don't live this, when we do not appreciate this, when we entangle in all sorts of self-centeredness, then we miss this life that we are, miss what cannot be missed. So, though we cannot miss it, we miss it. As a result, we go seeking after all sorts of attachments and beliefs, and there is a resulting fear, anger, greed, suffering, and harming. What to do? What comes together, comes apart as our this life moment is to do, is being this way, our energy and direction this moment. Nothing lacking, this whole universe right here. See, you are thus. No need to seek thus. No need to seek anything else. So, please be thus. No need to believe anything I say. No need to accept any physics analogy. No need to accept ancestors' teachings. Simply see what in your life results in suffering and harm, what relieves suffering and harm, what nurtures compassionate functioning. Being just this, compassion's way. Thank you.